Why is Blackstone targeting New Mexico's electricity?
All the CEOs, look at what they're gonna make. This is their golden parachute compensation if Blackstone comes here. All these people stand to gain many, many millions of dollars. Has any private equity buyout in any sector ever improved that for the people? The answer that we know is no.
One, we are the people.
Two,
we won't stop fighting.
Three,
we want justice now.
I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and right behind me, hundreds of protesters are marching to the state capitol building to protest Blackstone Infrastructure's proposed takeover of the state's largest electric utility company, PNM.
There are executives in the Blackstone Tower that have never stepped foot in New Mexico, so why should they be the ones to decide the energy future for almost 2 million people? Communities still do not have access to running water or electricity, but Blackstone and this government can find millions and billions of dollars to push fossil fuel projects, to push AI data centers.
Tax the rich! Tax the motherfucking rich!
Blackstone is mostly known for their private equity and real estate businesses. At one point, shortly after the 2008 financial crisis, they were the largest owner of single-family homes in America. But they also have an infrastructure arm, which announced in May 2025 that it plans to acquire TXNM, the parent company of PNM in New Mexico, and TNMP in Texas. It's an $11.5 billion deal that would have huge consequences for some 800,000 residential and business customers between the two states if it gets approved by the state's Public Regulation Commission, known as the PRC.
A couple of years ago, the governor switched our Public Regulation Commission from being elected by the people to being appointed by the governor. And so this body is no longer accountable to the community.
Well, PNM could soon be under new ownership, and their parent company has agreed to an acquisition deal with Blackstone Infrastructure.
And guess what? Blackstone owns QTS, the largest data center operator in the world, and manages some $85 billion in data centers globally.
I came here to ask four questions. What does Blackstone really want with New Mexico's public utility company?
This is a part of an oncoming wave of potential acquisitions of utility companies by private equity companies.
How are they going about trying to get it?
All the information that we really need to know, they've put that under seal.
Why does a public utility have to turn a profit anyway?
Private equity's bottom line is making profits for investors. Their interests are not for the New Mexican people.
And if the PRC's core mission is to protect ratepayers, can they really approve a deal that literally puts the power in the hands of a Wall Street titan whose core mission is maximizing profit to an extreme?
Private equity is uniquely ill-suited to operating utilities in the public interest.
To understand why Blackstone is so interested in acquiring New Mexico's state utility, I met up with Marielle Nanasi, an attorney who for more than a decade has been taking on big oil and gas companies to protect residents from higher rates and environmental risk. Nanasi is an active intervener in the Blackstone case.
They want to use PNM's monopoly status as a foray into the West. They want to ultimately sell our renewable energy to California and Arizona, and it won't be for New Mexicans.
Why is Blackstone trying to do this right now?
Because of the Trump administration, because they have an open door with Michelle Lujan Grisham. She's very pro-economic development, almost at all costs.
A big part of the economic development agenda is the expansion of data centers. 5 hours south of Santa Fe, OpenAI and Oracle are building a $165 billion data center campus known as Project Jupiter, part of the National Stargate Initiative. And remember, Blackstone controls the largest share of the data center market in the world with QTS. Could that have something to do with their interest in taking over public utilities in New Mexico and Texas?
Hey, Laverne.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you. Blackstone will use its control of PNM to extract additional profits from ratepayers by passing on the costs that data centers create.
And that's why they say the devil is in the details. Which brings us to how Blackstone is trying to close the deal. Last August, Blackstone filed its application with New Mexico's Public Regulation Commission, the first step in a year-long process to get state and federal regulatory approval. It's what is not in the application that is so troubling to interveners.
This application is the most secretive that I've ever seen of any application at all that's ever been filed at the PRC. There's at least 50 documents that Blackstone and PNM have collectively designated as confidential. And basically, that's where the juice is.
TXNM, the parent company of PNM and Blackstone, say the takeover will help provide the massive capital investment to modernize the grid and accelerate the renewable energy transition.
There is no problem that PNM has ever had accessing capital. That's what Wall Street's for. Wall Street wants to lend you money so that they can make more money. It's an absurd claim.
The fact is, you have less access to capital once you're a part of private equity.
Stephen Fishman says if PNM really wants more access to capital, Blackstone is not the best way to get it.
Once you're part of private equity, if the other firms in the portfolio are getting a better return on investment than you are, that private equity firm could direct those funds to other companies in the portfolio and leave you starved for funds.
As an insider who formerly led the PRC, Fishman says he was troubled by what he saw.
As the commissioner, I felt like utilities were coming to me, and this wasn't about good utility management or anything else. It was about extortion. How do we get another payment? How do we get more income? It has nothing to do with quality of service or how clean it is or how low the price is. With data centers coming on board, there is huge upward pressure on utility prices.
Let me go out this way. Blackstone, that could be a very, very dangerous situation for us. And we've seen it across the country happen with lots of communities where they cannot afford to keep their lights on anymore. They're a private corporation, not public, so they're not going to have a community board. They're not going to have a ways for us to hold them accountable.
Nearly 40,000 households in New Mexico are behind on their utility bills, with 40% of PNM's customers living below the poverty line. The city of Albuquerque could be hardest hit if Blackstone's grid expansion costs get passed on to ratepayers. Celinda Guerrero works with Albuquerque Mutual Aid, serving 300 families a week who are food and housing insecure.
So these are care packages that are about to go out, and each one represents a family. This wall right here is for people who don't have electricity or a way to cook food.
Do you think a private equity firm like Blackstone cares about the people that you serve?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They haven't been here and shown up and tried to meet with the community. How can they best serve this community as the new utility provider? Where are they?
All right, so with all of the serious concerns about Blackstone's potential takeover of the utility here, I reached out to the governor's office, PNM, the PRC, and leadership from both the Democrat and Republican Party in New Mexico, and no one made themselves available for an interview.
There's a party here at this hotel in Santa Fe where lawmakers are gathered tonight, so we're gonna try to see if any of them are here and will talk to us.
Because even though it's the governor's appointed three-person PRC that will ultimately decide the fate of the Blackstone deal, it's these lawmakers' constituents who ultimately will be the most impacted.
Hi, Senator Wirth. Yeah. Hi, I'm Dan Lieberman. I'm a reporter with More Perfect Union.
Yeah.
We're doing a story, a documentary piece about the Blackstone deal to take over PNM. Yeah. And we wanted to just see if we could talk to you for a minute, but get your thoughts on the deal. Is this a good thing for New Mexico?
Yeah, I don't want to do it right now.
Do you have confidence that this three-person panel is able to actually make a decision that's in the interests of ratepayers?
That's the way the system is set up right now. That's the legislation that was created. I didn't support it. I didn't support the way the PRC was organized right now. I think the three members is too small, and so I opposed that for that reason. I also opposed it because it did not guarantee geographic diversity, which is what we used to have. So, but it is the system we have. It's what we've been acting. I don't have to assume we're going to do the job well.
Knowing what you know today, you can't say you're against the deal.
I am. Yeah, I think I need to know more.
The Democrats in New Mexico are continuing to further President Trump's energy agenda through, you know, not taking a more solid stance against AI and against, you know, this acquisition.
Organizers like Jonathan Juarez with the group Youth United for Climate Crisis Action, or YUCCA, say New Mexico knows more than enough already to say no to Blackstone.
We've had a lot of people reaching out to us or like commenting, like, how can we stop this? How can we get involved? What this represents is that opportunity for like the public and for more people to like make their voice heard.
What motivates you to do this work?
This work is deeply personal for me. I'm born into five generations of resistance to nuclear colonialism and the legacy that it has here in New Mexico. New Mexicans aren't just going to sit idly by and continue to be a resource colony for the United States and for these massive corporations.
We're here today because the decisions made in Manhattan skyscrapers do not stay in New York.
Trump has made billions off of New Mexico while our people live in some of the highest rates of poverty anywhere in the country.
Juarez, along with others, took their fight to Blackstone's doorstep in New York City last September.
Even though we are over 1,000 miles away here, we will travel to their front doors to take our messages and let them know that we are willing to put our bodies on the line to defend our communities and defend what our ancestors have always told us are sacred and not commodities.
Who's actually standing up for the people, for the ratepayers here in New Mexico?
It is largely not a party line situation. It's the billionaires versus the people.
What's happened with public utilities is they've moved from conceiving themselves as a public trust to more as speculative investments.
And that's where this question comes in. Why does a public utility have to turn a profit anyway?
The primary purpose of the PRC is fair, just, and reasonable rates for consumers is safe and is reliable.
Fishman has already proposed that New Mexico say no to Blackstone and use state funds to buy a majority stake in PNM.
The state of New Mexico has $66 billion in state permanent funds that they could invest to buy a majority stake in PNM. And as majority owners, they could appoint board members who have public interest more at heart in the decisions that they make.
I asked Representative Nathan Small, who serves the district near Project Jupiter, what he thinks about this idea.
Do you think that the state should potentially buy PNM instead of a private equity firm?
I am skeptical of the sort of the financial, how that would shake out. I fear that that could put the state on the hook for massive amounts of new investment that is needed. So I'm skeptical.
Fishman acknowledges it will be an uphill battle.
Most of the rest of the council, they don't want to be activist investors. I think that's too narrow a vision for the state of New Mexico.
There are some public utilities, there are more than 2,000 in the United States that are public power utilities. They're owned by the public. They have the cheapest rates, the best customer response, and there's the most renewable energy and the least water consumption. We haven't had private equity ownership of utilities for the most part in the United States. They're using this as an example of what they can do. It's taking the monopoly idea and putting it on steroids.
If the PRC's core mission is to protect ratepayers, can they really approve a deal that puts the power in the hands of a Wall Street titan whose core mission is maximizing profit?
Maximizing profit is not the issue. Blackstone has more money than the state of New Mexico. To think that the PRC is going to regulate them? No, no, no.
And Nanasi says Blackstone still hasn't provided enough adequate information to make that decision.
We can't rush. That's the first thing. We can't rush into this deal. You need to really scrutinize this.
This isn't the first time a massive asset manager has entered the electric grid. In fact, it happened just a few months ago when BlackRock took over Minnesota Power, which led to a fight that we were on the ground to cover. Organizers are trying to make sure that this fight has a happier ending.
This decision should not be made based on vague business promises.
Blackstone's main priority is not to protect and support New Mexican ratepayers. Instead, it's to create profits for their investors.
We can recess at 7 o'clock and then have a continuation of this public session next Thursday.
You know this meeting was happening. You need to stay. Make those arrangements. Yeah. Tell your babysitter you're going to be late.
Get a babysitter.
This is a priority.
Over 500,000 New Mexicans depend on PNM's electric services. We want an environmentally sound, affordable, and democratic energy system, not a disempowering corporate takeover of our essential utilities. Blackstone is not welcome in New Mexico.
The power of the people will continue to prevail against the people in power, because even if this three-person body decides to approve this acquisition, New Mexicans will continue to resist and we will continue to show up.
And we're going to keep following this story too. If you have any tips for us on Blackstone or other private equity involvement in public utilities, whether you're a community advocate or an industry insider, please reach out to us at stories@perfectunion.us. So continue to follow our reporting in the months to come. Before you go, please support our work by liking this video and subscribing to our channel. We're always looking to tell more stories like this one, unpacking economic systems that impact all of our daily lives. Are there other issues you want to see us cover? Sound off in the comments. And again, don't forget to like and subscribe.